Imam Javad, the salvager of faith. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello everyone, and our heartiest congratulations to you all on the auspicious 10th of the sacred month of Rajab, the blessed birthday anniversary of the 9th infallible heir of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger to all mankind, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. And before we start our special feature program, let us listen to a part of a supplication in the Divine Court by the person whose birth anniversary we're celebrating today. O Allah, I beseech you, knowing that you are the sovereign, that you have power over all things, and whatever you will comes into being. O Allah, I turn to you through your Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Mercy. Allah bless him and his progeny. O Muhammad, O Prophet of Allah, I turn to Allah through you, your Lord and my Lord, that he may fulfill my request for your sake. O Allah, for the sake of your Prophet Muhammad and the Imams of his progeny, Allah bless him and his progeny, fulfill my request. We're now going through the blessed days of the month of Rajab, the sacred month in which the floodgates of God's mercy are opened for the seekers of proximity to the Divine Court through special prayers and supplications. It is the month in which blessings are galore for the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt or household, peace be upon them. The supplication that we recited is among those which the faithful recite on the eve of the advent of Rajab. As is evident, it is unique, although the English translation might lack the electrifying impact of the original Arabic. Nonetheless, as could be clear by the wording, the one who bequeathed this supplication to humanity was not an ordinary person. As is obvious, first the Almighty is directly beseeched by the supplicant, who then addresses Prophet of Islam as the intercessor with Allah, and then implores Allah again for the sake of the Messenger of Mercy and the Imams of his household. Perhaps the naive might not grasp the message of this supplication, but anyone well versed with God's revealed word, the Holy Quran, where the Almighty himself speaks of shafa'a or intercession and wasila or means in the Divine Court, know for sure that these wordings are indeed hidden treasures, or else their prayers would never have been answered. Moreover, the Prophet himself set the precedent in this regard by teaching the faithful to supplicate to Allah by invoking those whom the Almighty Creator holds near and dear. To be more precise, this particular supplication was taught by the person whose birth anniversary we celebrate every year on the 10th day of Rajab. He was the 9th infallible heir of the last and greatest of prophets. His name was Muhammad, and he was entrusted the imamate, or divinely designated leadership of mankind, at the tender age of 8. Yet, Despite his young age, he immediately set about to prove his mission by making speechless the prominent preachers and orators of his era. In fact, so powerful were his words of wisdom that silver-bearded scholars of his days, whose skeptical minds had been unable to comprehend the ayahs of the Holy Quran that speaks of John or Yahya being granted wisdom and the book while still a child, tried to pose questions to him beyond his age. It is a matter of regret that these self-styled scholars, who also seem to have forgotten the ayahs of Surah Maryam in the Holy Quran, where the infant Jesus speaks of his mission from the cradle. The ninth Imam, whose epithet, Taqi, means pious, whilst another famous epithet, Jawad, means generous, in both material and spiritual matters, including knowledge, jolted from deep slumber the minds of the self-doubting scholars. As the son of the martyr of Khorasan, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, he gave glimpses of his God-given knowledge to all those who came into contact with him, thereby proving beyond any doubt that he was the Prophet of Islam's spotlessly pure heir. During his 17-year mission, he enlightened minds and souls, grooming a large number of scholars in various fields, who would carry on for the benefit of posterity the legacy of the Prophet had bequeathed to his vicegerent, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, at Qadir Khum, on the express commandment of God, whilst returning from his farewell Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca in the year 10 AH. Born in Medina in the year 195 AH, the ninth Imam was orphaned at the age of 8 under martyrdom through poisoning of his illustrious father, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, in distant land of Khorasan. Yet despite his tender years, he ably carried out on his young shoulders the heavy responsibility of the guidance of the Islamic Ummah. He practically demonstrated to both the elite and the masses the meaning of God's word in the Holy Quran, which says the Prophet Yahya ibn Zakariya, or John the Baptist, was given book and wise judgment while still a child, as specified by Ayah 12 of Surah Maryam in the Holy Quran. This should not be a matter of surprise, since God Almighty informs us in Ayah 33 of Surah Maryam that Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, spoke from the cradle to the stupefied Israelites regarding his divinely mission that the heavenly scriptures entrusted to him. His debates with religious leaders of various religions and scholars of different schools of philosophical thought, including with the grey-bearded Mu'tazilite ideologue Yahya ibn Aksam, are well known. They deal with wide-ranging subjects, including the Hajj rituals, the rules of hunting birds and animals, marriage, laws of permissibility regarding women, and the important matter of wilaya, or God-given authority that is vital in the world for unified leadership of the Ummah, and essential in afterlife for the safe and proper journey of the human soul. For 15 years, Imam Jawad, peace be upon him, was under the watchful eyes of the crafty Caliph Ma'mun, the killer of his father. The Abbasid ruler forced his daughter in marriage upon Imam Muhammad al-Taghi al-Jawad, peace be upon him, who was already married and was the father of several children. Although not happy with this mismatch, he continued the mission of his illustrious forebears. He laid the groundwork for the foolproof system of wakala, or representation that bound the ummah scattered throughout the vast realm to the imam, without arising the suspicions of the Abbasid agents. Later, during the occultation of Imam Jawad's great-grandson, the awaited Imam Mahdi al-Qa'im, may God hasten his return, who will establish the global government of peace, prosperity and justice by cleansing the earth of all vestiges of corruption and oppression. The Wikala was to play a vital role in guiding the true believers. After the Caliph Ma'mun's death, the ninth Imam was for around 2 years under the constant watch of the next Caliph, Mu'tasim, who eventually martyred him by lacing his food with a fatal dose of poison at the young age of only 25 years. Imam Muhammad al-Taghi al-Jawad, peace be upon him, was laid to rest in the shrine of Qazimain, north of Baghdad, beside his grandfather, Imam Musa Qazim, peace be upon him, which is now the principal centre of pilgrimage in the Iraqi capital for Muslims, whether Shia or Sunni. Time does not permit us to go into the details about the other important aspects of the life of the ninth Imam, who trained a vast number of scholars, such as Khalid al-Bulqi, who wrote over 100 books and treatises, and Ahmad bin Muhammad Byzanti, of Greek Byzantine origin, as his surname suggests, who compiled the encyclopedic work Jami' Byzanti. He strove to promote friendship and harmony in society and expanded to the people the real meaning of charity and goodwill. Once, when a person said that as per a statement of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Riza, peace be upon him, the best way for a person is the day he helps his friends in need, and he was thus happy for having granted something to 10 of his needy friends. Imam Jawad, peace be upon him, approved his deed of charity, but cautioned him by reciting Ayah 264 of Surah Baqarah in the Holy Quran, where God Almighty says, "O you who have faith, do not render your charities void by reproaches and affronts." In this way, the ninth Imam opened for people the windows of wisdom. When he was asked about the angels, "What are they?" the Imam replied, "They are the powers of God that regulate the universe." Once, when a newly converted Muslim wrote a letter to Imam Jawad, peace be upon him, asking whether to be kind to his father or throw him out of the house for being angry with him for having accepted Islam, the Imam replied, "I read your letter. I will pray for you. But beware that it is better for you to be kind to your father, even if he's not a Muslim." This is indeed the dynamic legacy of the Messenger of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as expounded by his spotlessly pure Ahlul Bayt or household, peace be upon them. In contrast to the terror tactics of the most of the Salaf, who before becoming Muslims, for a variety of reasons, were polytheists and atheists, immersed in a bestial life of abominable sins and fratricide, as their followers, the Takfiri terrorists, who neither believe in wasila or means and shafa'a or intercession, continue to do. We once again congratulate all our listeners on the blessed birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad al-Taghi al-Jawad, peace be upon him. God bless and take care.